Morning, everyone. Director Mendoza, would you like to lead us in the pledge?
Would. I would love to. Would you please stand and place your hand over your heart, and anyone who has served in our military may salute our flag. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. May we have the roll call, please?
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Yeo?
Here.
Director Rowe? Director Rowe?
Oh, you have to start it here.
Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Mendoza?
Present.
Director Ma'ai?
Here.
Director Ta?
I'm here.
Director Bilodeau? Director Sheldon? You do have a quorum.
All right. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay. Do we have anyone who would like to speak? This is our time for visitor participation. I'm not seeing any hands raised. Okay, shall we move on to the consent calendar? Do we have a motion for the consent calendar?
I'll move it.
Do we have a second?
Second by Director. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. And we'll move to the City of Seal Beach's Basin Equity Assessment Exemption Request.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. John Kennedy will be presenting this item to the committee this morning.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Let me share my screen here. So this is a request from City of Seal Beach to get a partial basin equity assessment exemption for their Lamson well in the City of Seal Beach. Here's a location where the Lamson well is. The 405 freeway would be at the bottom of the screen. Seal Beach Boulevard would be off to the left of the screen. The well has hydrogen sulfide contamination. So it's the water in the well has an odor to it, and it's really hampering the city's ability to serve that water to its customers. So their request is to include the project in the BEA exemption program. And the city would construct a treatment system to remove the odor from the well. And this is the same program that we've approved for a Garden Grove well, a Santa Ana well, and a Huntington Beach well. And it allows the city to recover a portion of its capital cost. The city is going to have to invest about $4.5 million. This program is like a grant, and it will get some of that money back to the city, a little bit over $1 million. It's a 5-year program. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what the BEA exemption program is. And it's for a well or wells needing treatment. And as I mentioned, the producer constructs a treatment system to remove the contaminants. And then we have the well or wells pump above the basin production percentage, which is currently 77%. And so when you pump above the BPP, you pay an additional charge. You pay the basin equity assessment in addition to the RA. So you're paying the RA and the BEA when you pump above the basin production percentage. And what we do is we exempt a portion of the BEA, which creates savings for the producer and to help offset their original capital investment. And I have another slide at the end here to really get into the details if anyone is interested. But in general, that's how the program works. And then we have a short-term program and a long-term program. And the short-term program, and that's what Seal Beach would fall under, is for a single well. It's for more of an isolated pocket of contamination. And we're just helping the city recover some money on their investment. The longer-term programs are more regional in nature. They could impact multiple wells. And with the long-term programs, we're more actively trying to remove the contamination from the groundwater basin. So the long-term programs could be 25 years in length. And the short-term programs, like we're recommending here for Seal Beach, is just 5 years in length. So the proposed treatment for the well is a biological activated carbon, and it's been demonstrated to work. It should be very effective for this well. Minimal operating cost, and I mentioned about $4.5 million project cost to the city. Just to kind of summarize, the city would construct these improvements in the current fiscal year, and basically, it's calendar year 2022 and calendar year 2023. So the city will be constructing the improvements over the next 1 or 2 years. Now, in the future, if the board approves this, we have to go through the formal public hearing process of exempting a portion of the city's BEA. And that's something we would do in the future at the right time, assuming the board approves going forward. Beginning in fiscal year 24-25, the city would be actively pumping the well above the BPP, and then that's when we would begin to give them a partial BE exemption to help them recover their capital cost. And kind of depends on the assumptions you make, but the city would receive $1 to $1.4 million over 5 years to help offset their capital investment in constructing the treatment system. Now, from the district's point of view, we receive the RA, and we receive the remaining BEA that is not exempted. And that combination of money gives us enough money to fund the purchase of additional MET untreated full service water. So with this program, the city's pumping a little more water, but then we're getting money to buy more MET untreated water. So it keeps the groundwater basin whole. There's no impact to the groundwater basin. So just to summarize kind of the benefits, the city can continue to fully operate this well. And this well is very important to their operations. They're going to recover money to help offset their capital investment. And the program will have no impact to the BPP or the basin overdraft. So it's we see it as a win-win situation. And with that, we would recommend to put it on the September 21st board agenda, and then staff can answer any questions the board may have.
Okay. Do we have any questions? I'm not seeing any. Director Mahai?
Yes.
Did you have a question?
Oh, no. Thank you.
All right. Director Rowe?
Yes. I have some experience in hydrogen sulfide in wells. Is there somebody on our staff who's familiar with the operation of the well that I could talk to later?
Probably Roy Herndon, Director Rowe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this well, it's been operating. It's a new situation that hydrogen sulfide's come up?
Yeah, I believe they have been operating it, but at a greatly reduced capacity. And they're blending the water with other waters. But we do have somebody from the city of Seal Beach here who can give you more a more detailed response if you'd like that.
All right, so there's been no treatment there for anything for this well, and hydrogen sulfide is just showing up. My experience is we often would see maybe colored water with it, and or iron and manganese associated with that. And that's like a complication and try to treat this water. But you're assured that the biological activated carbon is going to work?
The city is sure. Iris from the city of Seal Beach is here. If Iris, do you want to add anything to that?
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Iris Lee with the City of Seal Beach Public Works Department. Director Rowe, your question in regards to, has this hydrogen sulfide nuisance odor has always been present? The simple answer is yes. We are pumping at a much reduced capacity as anything above like 500 to 800 GPMs at this 4,000 GPM capacity well will stir up that odor. So as you could tell that it for such a fairly new station, not having the ability to pump has greatly handicapped us to do ensure our system reliability. We have done quite a bit of pilot testing regarding this this treatment system, and a similar system was successfully deployed also at another agency. So we feel confident that this is the right application.
Okay, thank you. I'll move the recommended action.
Okay, Director Yeo.
Thank you, Chair Green. I used to live in this neighborhood, College Park East, in the 80s. And so this is a relatively new pump station, right?
That would be correct.
Yeah, just curious that so does the odor of H2S emit into the neighborhood? Is it bothering the neighbors, and how you guys discover that, or is that normal to be found in groundwater? I thought maybe somewhere in Yellowstone, but here with H2S.
Similar to what John Kennedy just mentioned, we usually keep this operating at a very low capacity. So to make sure that we don't stir up and introduce more nuisance odor into the system. In addition to, we do blend the water and we do treat it as well with just general chlorine. So it's usually not detectable by the community.
Okay, thank you. And it looks like you guys have come up with a good solution, and I will support this recommendation as well. Thank you.
Are you seconding Director?
I'll second Director Rowe's motion.
Thank you. Okay, I don't see any more hands up. We have a motion and a second. We have a roll call.
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Our next item is purchasing Metropolitan Water District untreated water.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. John's going to give this presentation as well.
Thanks, Mike, and good morning again. So we are recommending to buy 20,000 acre feet of MET untreated water and to fund the purchase out of our water reserve fund. So just some background information. Last week at the board meeting, staff showed the board how the accumulated overdraft in last fiscal year increased from 248,000 to 258,000 acre feet. Other information here, our water reserve fund has a balance of approximately $30.4 million. And that money is set aside for future water purchases and is available to us. We'll know the exact number here as soon as the accounting department officially closes the fiscal year 21-22 budget audit. And we are recommending to utilize money from the water reserves to buy 20,000 acre feet of untreated MET water. And we would do that this fall, basically in October and November. The water right now costs $799 per acre foot from MWD. So the total purchase would be just under $16 million that we're recommending. So, and then this was the accumulated overdraft slide we showed the board last Wednesday, where you can see the official overdraft right now is 258,000 acre feet as of June 3rd.
John?
Yeah?
Excuse me, you're going to have to stop, Cher. You're still, I think, on the prior presentation.
Okay. Hold on here. Am I on the right one now?
Don't see anything yet.
Let me, I'll go completely out here, Mike, and come back in.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so here's the overdraft slide we showed the board last week. And again, the official overdraft now for June 30, 2022 is 258,000 acre feet. So whenever we look at how we're managing the groundwater basin, we always want to keep an eye on regional water supply conditions. You know, what's happening with the Metropolitan Water District, what's happening with imported water. And as we're aware, we have relatively dry conditions in Northern California, and we can expect another low initial state water project allocation in December of like anywhere from 0 to 5%. Lake Mead, we're aware of what's happening behind Lake Mead. Water elevations have fallen. They're officially have fallen to 1,047 feet, and that has triggered reductions to Arizona and Nevada and Mexico and how much Colorado River water they get. And a future decline behind Lake Mead could trigger reductions to California. Looking at Met's storage, Met has a total amount of water in storage that is expected to decline to about 2.1 million acre feet at the end of the calendar year. We're recommending buying this water as kind of a hedge of what's happening all around us. And it's also a hedge in case we experience another dry winter. And then I want to mention, some committee members may recall that last year we did the exact same thing. Last year, after we closed the fiscal year 2021 books, we found we had some extra revenues that were unexpected. So last year at this time, we came to the board and said, we have these extra revenues. Why don't we buy 20,000 acre feet? And we did the same thing last October and November. We bought 20,000 acre feet of water. And that helped us a lot to where the overdraft last year did not increase as much as you would expect. So here we are again this year, and we're basically recommending the same thing, except we would fund the 20,000 acre feet out of the water reserve fund. So for fiscal year 22-23, I did want to mention the budget also includes 5,000 acre feet of Met untreated water. So if the board approves what we're recommending, we'd be buying a total of 25,000 acre feet of untreated Met water. And I mentioned how the cost of the water is $799 per acre foot. It's going to increase to $855 an acre foot on January 1st. So with board approval, we would work really hard to buy all this water before January 1st so that we get it at the $799 per acre foot rate. And then the other thing that we're working around is if we were to buy the water right now, it would incur what's called the Met capacity charge, which is over $12,000 per CFS. But if we begin buying the water on October 1st, that Met capacity charge is no longer applicable. So we would start taking the water on October 1st. We'd be taking about 150 cubic feet per second. And we would do that in October through November and maybe the first week of December, and try to get all this water in the ground before the winter rains come. So I wanted to show if the board approves this and we get this all this water in the ground, and we have average hydrology this winter, this is where we could expect the accumulated overdraft to end up next year, next June 30 in 2023. You could see we would actually fill the groundwater basin by about 23,000 acre feet of water. We would be reducing the overdraft. And again, that's by taking the met water we're recommending, and if we have an average hydrological winter this year. So with that, you know, we're recommending to take it to the board next Wednesday and to a direct staff to buy the 20,000 acre feet of met water. And with that, we can answer any questions.
Director Yeo?
Yeah, thank you, Chair Green. John, thank you for the presentation. So you mentioned that if we try to purchase water before the end of the year, do we have to take delivery as well?
Yes, we would.
Are we going to be able to put 25K acre feet?
We believe we can. However, if we were to get a big storm come through in late November, or we would have to stop buying the met water, and then we're not sure. But we would try to find windows in October, November, and December when we could buy it, and not hurt ourselves in capturing any water that might be coming down the river from a storm.
Yeah, this is something we'd have to manage very carefully, Director Yeo. We did this, as John mentioned, last year. I think we were able to get all the water into the ground within 2 months. And at that time, of course, we didn't have any rain up until that point. In fact, all of our rain came the last week in December last year. So we would likewise do the same thing. If we saw some early storms coming in, we'd shut the water off, obviously, and try to manage it such that we'd have empty basins when the storms hit, so that we could fill them with rainwater.
So does it work like this, Mike? Like we pay as we take the water, or
okay. Yes.
So the worst case, so we will be paying a little more.
Well, yeah. The worst case, let's say we were only able to take 10,000 acre feet and it started raining, we'd shut off perhaps take that water the following year at the higher price.
Okay, so what are the experts projecting about this rainy season?
Well, I've heard La Nina, which is dry. Last year, similarly, we got about six and a half inches of total rainfall, about half the average. I guess if it were a lot La Nina, slightly dry, we could expect roughly the same this coming year.
Very well, thank you.
Okay, Director Rowe.
I'm just wondering if we should buy more water if we can. I've been concerned about La Nina since NOAA said it was La Nina starting about 6 months ago, and our normal rainfall starts basically January 1st. We have some oddball storms that come through around Thanksgiving and Christmas that happen, but you usually count on January 1st to March is where we get most of our rainfall runoff. Has staff looked at possibly buying more than what you're proposing?
We think getting the 25,000 acre feet in before the winter storms come, that we'll probably be able to do that. But taking 150 CFS is a lot of water. So we're not sure we'd want to even attempt to buy more water for the remainder of this calendar year. And then in general, we just want to see what type of winter we get. If we had a wet winter, we would almost fill the basin back up to where we want it to be. So we'd really like to see what type of winter we get. And then next spring, if it was a dry winter, then next spring we could spend the remaining money in the water reserves and take more water next spring if we need to. But that's kind of our general plan right now is so.
I think it was encouraging. I think staff was encouraged that we only overdrafted by 10,000 acre feet. Given the circumstances we had last year with the below average rainfall we had, we certainly, as John mentioned in his presentation, attribute part of that reduced overdraft to us taking the 20,000 acre feet last year during the same time frame. So we feel that this is a prudent move at this time, and of course we'll be bringing on more water with the final expansion beginning of next year. As John said, we believe that this is a prudent move, and certainly, as always, we'll reevaluate it as we move forward on an annual basis.
Okay, well, I encourage you to make haste with this sale that we have with Netwater at this time. And if you're doing great and think you can get some more in the basin, I think the board would approve additional funding for purchasing more Metwater. So at this point, I'll move the recommended action.
Director Reinhart?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I was wondering if all that's been going on with the hydrology over the last years and what might be going forward, if it might change the calculus as to the benefit of the Carson plant, if and when that came on, for a more reliable source of untreated water, and maybe some of the terms would be different. Have you given any thought to that, or looking further into that, how that might work?
Yeah, that's a good question, Director Reinhart. We really haven't, or Met has not approached us, I should say, nor have we approached them in quite a long time about moving more water to Orange County directly. The challenges that we had with that project was that they wanted us to take a certain amount of water on a continuous basis, which we couldn't assure them unless they built some injection wells or unless they built their own recharge basins in Orange County. And they chose to move forward with their project, looking at things a little bit differently. In other words, taking all of the water, moving it up to upper basin, and potentially as direct potable over to their Weymouth plant, which is the way that they're looking at it right now. With the final expansion, with moving the BPP potentially up to 82%, I don't know that we really need the Carson water to directly recharge into the basin. But certainly, as they move forward with their project, we can further evaluate that.
That's all I was trying to say, is just that things change, so it's never over until it's over, right?
You are correct. It's never over until you hit the 19th hole.
General Manager Schoenberger.
Thank you very much, Chair Green and members of the board. Paul Schoenberger, General Manager at Mesa Water District. Yes, your staff has brought this issue to the producers at our monthly producers group meeting. And there was a good presentation and a good discussion. And there were no objections from the producers for this item. In fact, there was very solid support. There was the question that Director Kelly had also, is like, hey, can we do more and can we do it quicker? But we were satisfied also with the answers that your staff gave. So, if you'd like some input from the producers, they're very supportive of this. Thank you.
Okay. I'm not seeing any other hands raised. Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Director Yeo seconds the motion.
Okay, may I have a roll call vote?
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. I have purchasing Metropolitan Water District untreated water again. Is that right? Okay, how about CalDESAL Executive Committee and Board Officer?
Yes. Yeah, I believe what we're looking for here, Madam Chair, was CalDESAL is soliciting various positions on their board and executive committee, and we just wanted to let the board know if anyone is interested in being on that board or executive committee to contact the board secretary, and we'll place that forward, I guess, at the next board meeting.
Okay. All right. Can we go ahead and put all of our agenda items on consent calendar? Somehow I'm having. Okay. Do we have any director's announcements or reports?
Well, I'd like to mention I've been attending the Metropolitan Water District committee meetings for the last almost 4 years. And last Monday, it was one of the more interesting sessions where all the Metropolitan board members were engaged in talking about Colorado River and state water project supplies. And that continued through the board meeting on Tuesday. So I think there's a lot of good information that's being shared by Metropolitan. They're doing good in their water conservation plans. Very open and lively discussion. So we ought to see a lot of good activity in how we manage our water better. Thank you.
All right. General Manager's announcement or report?
Nothing to report, Madam Chair.
Okay, we are adjourned. Good morning, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Good morning.